All right, here we go. Welcome to Spiritual Growth Journeys again. I am Kimberly Palm, and today I have with me my lion brother, James Gilliland. So excited to have you back on here. It's been a while.
Yeah. Been so busy
We've
lately.
both been very busy. Yeah, I had my women's retreat, then I went on vacation, and then I've been going nuts with clients and stuff ever since, helping everybody who's freaking out. Lots of freaking out people.
Yeah, I know that was one. We talked about that, and that was one of the main reasons for the show was because so many people are being attacked, and they don't even know what they're dealing with or how to deal with it. And it's part of the process. I mean, the whole earth is ascending, and everything that can't match its frequency is coming out of the woodwork right now. So everything you can imagine is. People are seeing like serpent beings, they're seeing royal reptilians, demonics, grays, everything that's here that shouldn't be here, that doesn't match the plan, which is the earth was actually designed to be an Eden where everything would evolve to its highest
Garden of
potential.
Eden.
And so it got hijacked. So everything that hijacked it that doesn't belong here is being in the process of being pushed up and revealed and removed. And so unfortunately a lot of us are caught in the middle of that, and so we need some tools and some understandings to get through.
Yep, absolutely. So we've been talking a bit about this, about all the different types of attacks that are going on right now in what we call the lightworker community or the starseed community. And one of the things is I'm being targeted with what we call low-level sound frequencies, and so are many people I've talked to with these low-level sound frequencies. And that has to do with the 5G as well. It's kind of all connected, but they use this equipment that's in caverns underneath the earth. And then a few, I just did a video the other day. I just launched with an urgent warning to everybody because the demon attacks are ramping up ridiculously. I mean, they know they're on their way out, and they're just trying to take out as many of us as they can. Without prejudice, or with prejudice. I mean, they're just like going for literally for the throat, because what they did to me is I was sitting on the chair having a conversation with someone on my phone, and she was actually working with clearing demons at her house, and she was all the way over in Virginia on the other side of the United States from the West Coast. And I hung up the phone, and because my house is gridded, so they came through the phone. They actually come through the TV. They can come through they can come through your computer, they can come through your iPad, whatever. But they came through, and I got up off the chair, and it was like all the air was squeezed out of my lungs completely. I couldn't breathe in. I couldn't get any kind of a breath in. My throat then constricted shut, and I barely got out enough sound to say, "Help me, angels," like that. I was like, "Help me, angels." And then the angels came in and mitigated it, and here I am still alive now as a result. But if I wouldn't have like asked for help, or I wouldn't have been as protected as I am, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, because I wouldn't have been able to if a few more minutes would have gone by with me not being able to get air in like that, I'd be gone. I'd be
I
gone.
noticed too is that they also, and it's just like politics, the spiritual world right now is kind of ufology and it's just like the Democrats, the ones that are working with these forces are pointing the finger at others and calling them out and saying, you're doing sorcery, you're doing black magic, and meanwhile they belong to covens and they're doing ceremonies to take you out and everything else because you're exposing them. They're posers, they're not who they say they are. And I've never seen anything like it. It's like, and I know for a fact, some people that are, creating gossip and rumors and things are actually belong to covens and they're doing ceremonies to take me out. It's amazing because of some old past life stuff and things like that. But the more you're aware of all this stuff and what's going on, you go, oh my God, this is like insane what is happening here. And it is a form of insanity. And you can see it, and not to go political, but you can really see it in the Democratic Party and the rhinos and things that how they're pointing the finger at everybody and accusing everybody of what they themselves are doing. And And it's unbelievable. I just go, oh my God, that. And they'll do it, and then they'll turn around and accuse somebody else of doing it in the same breath. And then you go, is anybody seeing this? Is anybody else? And most people are just mesmerized. They're locked into the social engineering coming through the television or the computer or whatever. But when you're awake and you look at this, you go, oh my God, I can't believe people are not recognizing this. And now we're getting a crash course in CGI and AI and creating, images of people that are totally contrary to who they are, and they're just doing all they can to push their agenda, and which really is, you can see the Olympics, and
Oh
the
God, that was a nightmare.
yeah, you saw the Olympics. I guess somebody, a couple of them got hit by lightning, and the power went out. All the power went out in France. The only thing lit up was this one church.
Yeah,
And
which
then,
was a sign, which was a
yeah, the
sign.
railways went down, everything. It's just like, I go, well, I think they're having a come to Jesus moment, there in France.
Yeah.
You don't mock God, basically.
Well, then all the Christians took to the streets the day after that whole thing. There was like a million Christians on the streets of Paris protesting the whole
Yeah.
thing.
And there's
So.
a spiritual war going on. People don't realize that they think it's just physical and wayward humans doing stuff. But I said, you know why there's so much non-human or inhuman activity on the planet? It's because there's non-human intervention, and they don't give a damn. They're at war with Creator, and we're an
Yeah.
aspect of Creator. They want,
They hate us.
yeah, they're at war with nature, God's creation, us, everything. And these things are real. These beings are real, and they come in every size and shape and color. I've seen, because as before, as I was talking before, get the top of the ladder, you have like these serpent beings and these fallen Anunnaki guys, and then you've got the royal reptilians, and then your reptilians, and then you got the Gray Alliance, not to be confused with the Orion Council of Light, which are the good guys that are fighting the Gray Alliance. People get those confused. And they have fought them, and they've been victorious, and now they're coming to help liberate the earth. But I mean, there are, I think with a lot of Christians, we have to play that game. How big is your God? Is your God multidimensional? I mean, there's trillions of planets out there that can sustain life. Is that included within your God? Are other civilizations? Are there extremely advanced civilizations out there that have made their own personal connection with Creator, that could come to our assistance? Does it just have to be Jesus and Mary? Can they have allies too? Are there legions throughout the multiverse that are assisting Earth right now coming in? And so we really have to get to that and get away from that. If I don't understand it, it's the devil, it's because it's not black and white. It's
No,
there's
nothing
shades of
is.
gray in between, and there's a lot of light beings coming in right now. But again,
Absolutely.
you have to use discernment, and you have to hold them to universal law, and say, okay, does this promote universal peace? Does this promote brother sisterly love? Does this promote
Yeah,
individual freedom and
truth,
prosperity
compassion.
for everybody? What is this promoting, or is it creating division? Is it creating racial, cultural, gender division? What's it doing? Just get down to the basics and use that to whatever we're working with. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are either naive, or they have an ulterior motive, or they're self-serving, that have allowed these other spirits to come in, and everybody's bowing down to them, diminishing their own God connection. They're not making their own personal connection with Creator, Great Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. And so, even Jesus told people not to worship him. He said, I'm here to teach you to make your own personal God connection. The temple is within, the Creator's within. So people, we don't know how to go internal versus external. We've been so programmed, everything's external, like God.
Outside of you,
Yeah, God is external. Your love, your joy, your acceptance, your approval is outside of you. Your happiness is outside of you. You need to have this new car, this new toy, or whatever. You have to have this bronze beauty, in a bathing suit, if you and you have to buy the right gear and the right car to get that. And this whole program that is so ingrained in us, that we have to have all this to be happy or to be accepted or be approved of. And
My
it's just,
book right here, Ascension 101. I don't know if you read it, but I have a whole chapter deprogramming everybody from that. It's on how to be, how it's all about happiness because it doesn't come from all those things. So I have a whole chapter that came from Yeshua on all the different things you need to do to be happy that have nothing to do at all with, oh, I have a new Mercedes or a new mansion or a new yacht or a new air jet or, millions of dollars in the bank, whatever. That's not what brings lasting happiness. In fact, a lot of these billionaire people are really miserable. A lot of celebrities are miserable. None of those things bring joy and peace and happiness.
And really, they're all locked in the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And that's what all the music industry, the movie industry, everything is designed to lock you into those first three chakras. And they really promote fear, which goes into survival. They promote, division and, culture division, gender division, all that stuff. Everything that's outside of unity consciousness and basically unconditional love, they promote to keep you locked into survival, sex, and power. And they own those chakras, and they know how to manipulate humanity through those chakras. And that's how these demonic energies work. They get you through the first three chakras. But now what they found out is a lot of people they can't get to. So they're doing a roundabout. They're going through others, friends and family and people close to
Yeah,
them.
they use
They
them
can hit them
against
in the
you.
heart. So they can hit them through that person in the heart chakra because they can't get to your heart.
I'm going through that right now with my own, family because they're none of them are on the same sheet of paper as me, and they love to just try to break my heart. That's what they do. So they're always being used that way. And it's everybody I talk to. It's not just me. Every client that calls me and all of these attacks that I've been through lately, I just posted that video. And up until I posted the video, I was already getting messages from people saying I'm under attack. This is happening. That's happening. And then after the video, a whole bunch of people either commented on the video or messaged me. I literally had the same thing you had with all the air being squeezed out of me and da 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 da. I mean, they're all saying they're all having this happen to them.
A lot of people, they hit you, a lot of them hit you in the neck. And the neck, your tensors are in the back of your neck, and that's where a lot of energy flows in. And I know when I was meditating, sometimes Babaji would come in and he would turn my head to the side. I go, why do you turn my head to the side? And he says, because we have a better flow of consciousness and energy to work with. And so they talked about the tensors that are back there. Well, when you feel something's behind you that you don't like and you go, oh, you tense up, you
And
go, oh,
yeah,
something
your shoulders
here.
all go.
And so what happens is you're always tensed and your shoulders are all, and then you start getting headaches and everything because everything's locked down, it's pulled down. And you start getting pain, you start feeling pain in your neck, and your pain in the neck is re really that is a perfect saying for when you say somebody's a pain in the neck. It's well, these demons are a pain in the neck too. And if you've got possessing spirits, you'll get pain in the chest. They're like you're having a heart attack, and it could be just a possessive entity. Those are the real nasties when you get hit by that. And then I tell people if you're experiencing a lot of accidents, a lot of sickness, a lot of illness, a lot of emotional outburst type things, you usually got entities hanging around and messing with you in your house, in your home, or wherever your work. And then also too, it's a lot of these beings like poltergeists, a lot of them are just children that crossed over that are trying to get attention. They're trying to get somebody to look at them, and so they knock stuff over and do things,
But
so
they
they
don't usually hurt you. They will not like physically do things to try to
no
kill you, like actually try to kill you.
no
Like I'm going through a thing where I keep getting stabbed in the right side. It's like somebody's
Yeah.
taking a needle and stabbing me continuously in the right side, and then lots of pain in the back of my neck.
Well,
And
they're
that
using
kind
black magic, and
of,
like dark voodoo and stuff like that. They even have people, they have these super psychic kids. They're all dressed in black and they're sitting around a computer. And they're tied into the computer and they're doing hits on people. And
Yeah,
I've seen
absolutely.
them. And I went into their consciousness and I on their split. And they don't even know they're doing it. They're under
No.
a mind control
They've
thing.
been MK Ultra'd,
Yeah.
so.
And so they're split. And what you do is you call in their higher self and your higher self, and you go in there and you put them back together. And then they direct their energy towards whoever split them. You know, so it works out really bad for the guys trying to do this stuff because eventually they figure it out and then they turn on the people, you know. But the there's so much, all that stuff is being revealed right now. It's all coming up to the surface, and you know, it's we have to really get involved in our own self-mastery to deal with it and to clear it out because you know that. I always tell people, you know, you can be a victim or you can be a god or goddess. You know, you can be a warrior for
A
the light, or
warrior.
you can be a, you know, a victim of the dark. It's up to you. But we have everything within us to deal with this stuff,
We do.
and we haven't been told that. We've been told, you know, a lot of the churches push. What do they push? Fear, guilt, and unworthiness. You owe us. He died for your sins, so you've got to pay us. And we're the go-between, you know, and all this nonsense. Which has nothing to do with Christ's message at all, you know, and so, you know, fear, guilt, and unworthiness are all barriers to making your own personal God connection. The very low frequency energy, and they add that to your consciousness, and now you can't connect because you've got this fear, guilt, and unworthiness program going. You can't reconnect with source. So it's amazing. All this stuff is being revealed, and there's very few. There are some. I have some ministers now coming to me. They're very, very well known. I can't mention their name, but they're coming to me now, and they're saying, "Wow, you know, I've seen your stuff. I've read your books, and they said everything you've said, I think, is spot on. And I'm trying to figure out how to get my congregation to nudge them." That there's more, there's much more going on than we were told, and how to empower them to deal with it. And but stay, yes, he goes, but I got to stay within these guidelines, you know, or they're going to throw me out. And I said, well, I mean, maybe that is your job to be the bridge, you know, to take the people that are really programmed and help unprogram, you know, unprogram, tell them it is okay to become one with God. I mean, that is. Plan, you know, that we come become one with God. I mean, Jesus, that was one of his prayers. Beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. That's what he wanted. And the other big thing too is that God doesn't judge. It doesn't have an ego. It's beyond that. It's just pure
No, it doesn't
conditional love and
judge.
joy and bliss.
No.
There are like lords of karma and stuff down lower on the level, but the bottom line is that forgiveness is unlimited. It's because you've never been judged by God. You're always forgiven. And
And compassion too.
yeah. And Jesus
Compassion.
talked about, you know, he said, neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more. Because he brought the new covenant, which is an all-loving, all-forgiving God, to get rid of the old covenant, which was the jealous,
Death
wrathful,
and destruction one.
genocidal
I'm going to
God.
blow up your town because
Yeah. Yeah.
nobody, you know,
Program.
does this or that.
And in ancient history, that did exist, you know, and that's a lot of people will be upset about that. But in ancient history, there were two gods. And the Old Testament God was the jealous, wrathful God, no one could appease. And the New Testament God is the all-loving, all-forgiving God. And that was the covenant, the new covenant that Jesus brought. But we have to realize that when we get rid of all the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness and the layers and the whole. Excuse me, traumas, wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, past experience. The more we clear those out, the more we rise in frequency and the closer we are to Creator. And then we can allow Creator to work through us, like you know, what Jesus said, you know, I myself do nothing, the Father through me doeth the works. And what he's saying is he became one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And so he ignited that spark into the full flame, and that was his message for all of us to do. But we're being tested right now. That's why all this stuff is coming up in our face, because we can't shrink in fear anymore. We can't be a victim. We can't we're going to have to stand up and stand tall in our own divinity and just say no, no, I'm not playing this game. I'm not going there. You have no right to trespass on my divine right to free will and self-determination. And as long as you're not harming anybody or the planet, that's your divine right. This is your body. This is your right. Nobody has the right to trespass on that, seen or unseen, period. So, and I always, when he's saying, when Jesus was saying, go and sin no more, and when he said, no, I don't judge thee, nor does my father judge thee, go and sin no more, what he's saying is stay within universal law. Be of service to others, focus on love and be kind to each other and the planet. It's what he's saying. When you step out of universal law, you create a reaction to that, and you are creating your own karma or whatever you want to call it. It's action reaction basically, or karma. And guess who gets to forgive all that? You do. But it has to come from the soul. It just can't be a mind. Oh, I forgive myself. I did this, this, and this. I beat people up. I killed, but I forgive myself. It doesn't work that way. It has to be a deep, heartfelt release. And a lot of times that process involves feeling the pain and sadness, the harm you've done to, you feel the energies around that. That happens in your light review when you go for your light review.
When we go to 5D, we're going to do that too. They actually told us that we have to start practicing now because when you're in fifth density, you will be able to feel, how do you want to say, the reaction of somebody that you harm. So, like, if you do something harmful to somebody and they're feeling sad now or upset or angry, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel everything. If you hurt somebody, whatever, you will totally embody what they're, you will feel it all. So you can't do that stuff because it will come right back immediately into you.
Yeah, and there's no, because in your light
So,
review, there's no time. So you're going to experience everything you ever did while you're incarnated here, while you're
yeah, exactly.
and so it's not
I can't wait for all the nasty people to get their asses
but on the good, on the
kicked.
flip side of that, is that this is really an incredible, if you really think of the system, a lot of people are trying to say it doesn't, it's not real, it doesn't work. But your frequency determines where you go in the hereafter. And
Absolutely.
your frequency is your attitudes and emotions and beliefs in the world in which you live. That determines your frequency. So if you're full of love and joy and bliss and you're in service to others and you're being kind to each other and the planet, you're going to go to the very high levels. That's where you're going. And actually, when you cross over, there's a burn that happens. A lot of the lower stuff gets burned off. So you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to, you just, yeah. This sounds kind of weird, but I like what Muhammad said. He said, there's no perfect man, only perfect intentions. You put men or women in there because, we're going to make mistakes and that we gain the wisdom from the experience. That's how we grow. That's how we evolve. And so we have to forgive ourselves for making those choices, forgive others and move on, gain the wisdom from experience, let it settle in the soul and move on. And but if we don't, that's hanging down there and that's recreating those experiences over and over again until we heal those wounds and traumas and wrong, until we really practice forgiveness and not just of others, of ourselves, for not seeing it coming or not listening to the little voice inside that said, hey, don't go there, and I've done that, I've done that quite a few times and I hear and then I used to, I went through a process where I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was just getting involved in everything, going, oh my God, this is like nuts. To hearing the voice and then doing it anyway to see if it was right, to see, yeah. And then to the next step is that you listen to the voice and you do what it says.
I went through the same process when I was in college. I did some naughty stuff, okay? And when I don't mean I hurt. So one thing I've never, ever, ever done is I've never hurt another human being ever. And I've never purposely, harmed any humans in my life. Never, 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 ever done that. But I have done stuff to myself that was not good. So, like, drink a few fifths of whiskey and you know that kind of when you're in college you do that kind of stuff. I would go and I would drink kegs of beer and you know all that kind of thing
That's
and get
part of
drunk.
growing. That's part of growing up, you know. You
And then I even drove myself home, you know, under the influence back then a couple, and this was back, you know, there I'm almost 60 now. So we're talking 40 plus years ago when I was,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, do whatever I was doing that kind of thing. And I went through stages where first I was doing stupid shit, you know, making wrong choices, I guess you can say, you know, about people I was hanging out with, the wrong people, whatever. Then I went to being able to start to hear my own intuition of no, don't do that. And then I would do it anyways, like you said, just to test the waters. Oh, is this really going to happen? And then I finally figured out, yeah, I better be a good girl and I better listen to that voice from this point. For when the voice says, don't do this, you don't do it.
Yeah, and we need to forgive the past and not judge ourselves because a lot of times we're innocent. We come in here and we have no idea of the consequences of choices and things like that. And so, you know, we make decisions and we have experiences and they're not all positive. And the trick is to gain the wisdom from the experience and move on and forgive yourself and others. And that's always been the path. I wanted to talk a little bit about the path of Jesus. And I don't want to be a Bible thumper, but I mean, he was the good example of what's happening.
Sam,
But
call him Yeshua because
yeah, sure.
Jesus means hail Zeus, and Zeus is a bad guy, not a good guy. It means hail Zeus, and it's the same gematria as Lucifer. If you put it into the gematrix.org calculator, Jesus equals Lucifer in gematria. It was purposely created that way. His name, there's no letter Y in the Hebrew or Aramaic language to this day. I'm sorry, no letter J in the Hebrew or Aramaic language, and the letter J was not created in any language until the late 1500s. And they purposely made his name Jesus because it literally means hail Zeus. And it's also the gematria of Lucifer. So I've been trying to teach my people that, you know, follow my stuff to call him Yeshua or Yeshua. It's really pronounced Yeshua is how it's pronounced, but
Yeshua ben Joseph. His name is
Ben
Yeshua born
Yosef.
of Joseph was
Ben
his name.
Yosef, yeah.
And I try to do that too. And I go back in my books, I even talk about it, and I go back and forth. And if you have a really wide audience, unfortunately, you have to use Jesus because they don't get. Yeah, there you go.
Da, da,
They don't. They
da. It
don't
says
get.
King of King, Lord of Lords. But yeah, there you
Yeah. They don't.
go.
People don't understand what you're talking about when you say Yeshua. So you have to, you know, rather than go through a big long dissertation on his real name and how he got it, you know, I'll use that just for the sake of
I'm teaching people in my city. I bought these shirts. I bought a couple of them and I decided I'm going to be a walking billboard for my boss. And I go out to the market and places, and people always comment on my shirt and they say, I really like your shirt. What does that mean? And I'm like, well, that's the name of Jesus. That's Jesus's real name. And the people who always comment on my shirt are always Christians and they don't even know his name was Yeshua. They have
I know.
no idea. They have no idea. They're like,
Well,
oh, I always thought it was Jesus.
all they know is what the minister told them, basically, and whatever they read in the book, which they didn't under. I tell you, you'll never understand the Bible unless you've had your own near-death experience and all your past lives are opened up, and
I've
then
had three of them already.
And then you know the real history of Earth, and it starts to make sense. But if you don't know the real history of Earth, it doesn't make sense because, you know, you go, okay, what was God? You know, what's your image of God? Is it the jealous, wrathful, judge, genocidal guy? You know, no one can appease. You know, because if you read the Old Testament, that's what you get. And or is it the all-loving, all-forgiving guy? You know, I'll hang out with that one. I'd rather hang out with that one. And so people are kind of going like, I don't know. You know, they're going, don't toast me, God. You know, and they're waiting to get toasted for whatever they did. You know, like.
Well, that's what my parents did to me. They literally taught me that if I did bad things, they told me God is always watching you and he's going to punish you and he's going to send a lightning bolt up your ass and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
Punish
okay.
yourself, you know. But I wanted to go back into like his mission and because it's so misunderstood, because I mean, I can go way back even before Incarnated, which is an incredible story, but most people don't understand it. But when he was incarnating and coming in, his soul force was so powerful that he could not come into a regular body. They had to upgrade his body. So Mary had the ancient Lyrian genetics of the little G gods, the really high genetics. And then Gabriel appeared to him, and when Joseph said, I'm not going to marry her, she's with child, and I haven't laid with her, I haven't been with her, and he's upset. And so Gabriel appears to him and says, "This is our child. This is God's child. You'll rear him as your own."
He's
Right?
standing behind me right now. He has his
Yeah.
hand on my head.
Yeah. So anyway, so okay, who was the father? Who is the father of Jesus? It was.
Well, that's in my book. So I have a book called Walking with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. It's on my website. It can't go on to these books here are on Amazon, but my book about him cannot go in the public because it's too controversial. His father, his name was Pantera. His last name was Pantera, and his full name was like Abdicus something something. It was a Roman name, but he was a Greek born. He was born in Greece. He was of Greek heritage, but he became a Roman soldier. He was a Roman soldier, and that was his real father. And in fact, they used to call him Yeshua ben Pantera. The Jewish priests would call him that when he was first born because they knew that was his father. But his father was actually killed while she was pregnant. She was pregnant because they were in love. She was in love with this guy, and he was Greek. And that is why, if you look at here, I'll change this out. If you look at him, this is what he actually really looks like, by the way. He's very Greek looking. If you look at him, he's very Greek looking. If you've been to Greece, I've been to Greece, and he's very Greek looking. And so his father was Greek. His mother was an Essene Jew. She was Essene, and she was Jewish, and she was from the tribe of Judah, or from, I'm sorry, from the tribe.
David,
Well, yeah, from, huh?
lineage,
From the, yeah, the
lineage.
lineage of David, but the tribe of Judah, the line of Judah. That's why he's called the line of Judah. She descended from the tribe of Judah, and she was descendant of King David. His father died. Actually, he was murdered. He was murdered while she was pregnant. And then in the Essene tradition, because I have a whole chapter in my book, which again, it's up on my website. If you go to spiritualgrowthjourneys.com, it's my third book down, Walking with Yeshua. You can download the PDF. I explain what happened. He was murdered. And then in the Essene tradition, she had to have a husband. She couldn't just go be a single mom giving birth to a baby. There's no way. So they put her with this Joseph guy. And so when he was born, he took on his name, which was, Yeshua ben Yosef, which means Jesus or whatever, son of Joseph, right? Or
Born Joseph,
Yeshua, son of Joseph. So, and his name always was in all of the Bibles, they always called him Emmanuel or Christ or Christos or Yeshua. And in the Greek Bible, the original Greek Bible, it was Iesus, Iessus. And the reason they named him that was they named him after Zeus. After Zeus, they changed it to be this whole Hail Zeus thing because the Greek people worshipped Zeus, right? So they changed his name to be Hail Zeus. That's what they made his name, and that's where
Or
he got that.
son of Zeus. I heard it being called son of Zeus too. But anyway, different. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that, there's a lot of stories about that, but there was obviously some genetic tinkering that went on. And it's happening with everybody right now.
A lot.
And so this being appears to Joseph and says, "This is our child, this is God's child, your rear is your own." So why are they saying, you know what I mean? What they're trying to say is that there's a plan here, and we've upgraded this body, and we chose Mary because of her pure genetics. We've upgraded this body to house the soul of Yeshua, so he can come in and do what he's coming to do, because he would have burned the synapses out of a regular body. You know, he was two. So when he came in, he actually took on the conscious is an energy of 12 grand masters. And he brought that in with him, and each disciple he picked was a representative of those grand masters.
True.
Okay, that's before he came in. This
True.
is before he came in. And so then he comes in and he says, and he's a little kid, and he's running around, and they go, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm Yeshua, born of Joseph and Mary, and so I'm the Son of Man." He goes, "I'm the Son of Man," like this. And so that's his beginning. Later on, he starts getting messages, at a very young age, and he starts channeling these messages, delivering these messages from God. And so later on, he becomes a messenger of God. And then so, and he's very spent a lot of time in nature, a lot of time in meditation and research and things. But and then later on, he says, "Wait a second, I'm not just this body, and this body just didn't come from Joseph and Mary. I'm a soul. My soul came from God. And so I'm a son of God. I came from God." And then the last part of his journey, he said that, "I am God. I and the Father, are one. He said, I do nothing. The Father through me doeth the works." And so people don't really understand what he's saying, that he's saying that I merged with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And what he's trying to explain to him is that's that spark within everybody that can ignite to become the full flame. And so his whole message was, God is within, the temple is within, make your own personal connection with God. And that got reversed to the external God and the wrathful God, and if you don't do what you're told, God will punish you, and all that. It got reversed, and that was a control trip. That was a power trip, by the churches and other people, kings,
Well, they
churches.
want you to rely on the priest to tell you how to live your life, what to do, what to say, how to eat, how to do everything, how to go to the bathroom. They want you, you fully reliant on them and not reliant on yourself and the creator. They
Yeah,
don't
and they
want that.
use fear, guilt, and unworthiness to tell you you're a sinner, and you're not, and they don't even know what the word sin means. Sin's an
It
archery term.
means missing the mark.
You miss the mark. That's all it means. But all that stuff is to disempower you and to not make your own personal connection with Creator, the fear, the guilt, unworthiness, everything else. And so you really look at his life was his teaching. So he's born with Joseph and Mary. I'm the Son of Man. Then he goes, "Wait a second, I'm a soul. I came from the Son of God." And then letters that I am God, or he became a
He
messenger.
went through an evolution, just like all of us do. He went through a total evolution.
But he's the exemplar. They call him the exemplar Christ. He's the example of Christ consciousness, attaining Christ consciousness. Well, there's Buddha consciousness, there's
There's,
Kuan Yin, there's Mary
yeah.
consciousness. There's a house of Mary that still exists. And the house of Mary is all the grandmothers, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, all of them together. And it's a very powerful energy to connect into. It's still there.
Yeah, it's all
And
Divine
he hung
Mother.
out with them more than anybody else because they had that divine, nurturing love energy. And he felt more at home with them than he did with the other disciples. So there's a lot of jealousy there, and it played out throughout the past. But, and one of the things he said before he crossed over, he didn't really cross over before he had his transition or whatever. Before he said, "Out of all my disciples, Mary is the most qualified to continue in my teachings," and so he was appointing her as the head of his teachings, or
Yeah, they all hated her. She was his wife. They were married when he was 18. He was 18 years old when they were married in India, northeastern India. And then they moved. Her and Lazarus followed him, and he was up there in India studying with the yogis for several years with his uncle Yosef took him up there. He was studying with the yogis. They got married because she's his divine soul, soulmate, twin flame. Divine soulmate. So they got married, they came back down. They had to do it in secret. They got married in secret. It was all in secret. It was kept secret from everybody, kept secret from, but she was his head apostle, realistically.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of jealousy. And ever since then, it's been patriarchal, and it was never meant that way. Now, the higher beings, like when you go to the Pleiades, everybody points at, every culture points at the Pleiades as their origin. And so what happened is the ancient Lyrians, which are the root race for humanity, went to the Pleiades, the Hades, the Orion system. From there, they came to Mars, Maldek, and Melona, and the Earth. They are Maldek and Melona are the same planet, just different names for it.
Well, didn't they have to because Lyra was completely destroyed in the Lyran
It was,
Wars?
yeah, they were warned. It's the same thing that's happened on Earth. So they came to Earth and they started up colonies, the ancient Lyrians, and then they got into turf wars, and they'd be called the Anunnaki, is what those who came from heaven to Earth is what it's about. But they were the ancient Lyrians. They got into turf wars, and then everything got wiped out, and we went through a pole shift. And then the next second colonization program was the Atlantis and Lemuria, and those were Pleiadian colonies. And they same thing happened. The Atlanteans went off into technology and worshiped the intellect and got away from the heart and the omnipresence, and they went and declared war on Lemuria, who was or Mu, because they kept telling them, look, you guys are you're off course here. You're straying away from universal law, and you're worshiping technology and using that technology and control over others and things like that. And then so they went through their pole shift and their earth change and all that. So they had to start over as primitives. And now we're back, So we're right at that epic point right now. Are we going to do the same thing? Are we going to allow those who worship technology and power over others and control take the helm and take us into World War III? Or are we going to stand up and say, no, this, we're going to go to universal law. We're going to live according to universal law and hold our leadership accountable for it. And that's what's happening right now. The people are all rising up all throughout Europe, and they're done with all these other manipulations and fear programs, and they're going to end up, aligning with universal law, because the source itself, creator, and all the legions of source and are coming in right now to help with this transition. And they're not going to let it go the way it went in the past. But we have to do our part. We can't just sit back and go, oh, they're going to fix it. We have to clean up our own mess, and live according to universal law, and hold others accountable. Tell them, say, no, it doesn't. And a lot of it's just nature, basic. Creator created nature, and watch nature. It's like, get out in nature as much as you can, because you lose your humanness. The more you get away from nature, you lose your heart, and everything's based on what's this going to do for me. What am I going to get out of
Well, the
it?
more you get away from nature, the more you're residing in your lower chakras instead of your heart and your third eye and your crown connected to source. So,
And it's all about balance, and basically love is supposed to flow freely through all seven chakras. That's the bottom line. And so if we have blocks in our throat chakra, because what it is, you have survival, sex, power, and then you have love felt for everyone and everything, and then you have God expressed, or the love expressed for
Our
everything.
truth. This
And
is
then I
truth,
am.
big
Yeah,
time.
and I am God is your crown, when your crown opens up. And so that's your chakras, and they've shut down all the upper chakras, and they're keeping us in survival, sex, and
Not
power.
on us though, James. We
No,
ours are wide open.
I'm talking about the
But on the
muggles,
rest of the
the socially engineered muggles,
Yeah,
out there, that
all the muggles.
they're the ones when you go, hey, have you seen all the UFOs lately? They're the ones that can just go blank.
And they're like, you're
Strange
nuts,
stuff.
you're crazy.
And all of a sudden, they don't even hear what you have to say or whatever it is.
Before we came on here, James sent me a video of a huge mothership, massive mothership over the top of Florida. Is that where it
Yeah,
was?
yeah. Yeah, they're showing up everywhere right now. We have fleets of ships. Most of them are Pleiadian, and it's more of a matriarchal, extremely spiritually and technologically advanced race that's here. And the Orion Council of Light ships and the Sirian ships and Arcturian ships, all of them are showing up now. But right now we're just seeing fleets. I mean, the skies are just crisscrossed with them, and there's so many, and it's happening in Florida and other
Over
places.
my house, I see them
Yeah.
every day, and I've snapped pictures of them and posted them on my Facebook and stuff of
Yeah, a lot
actual
of them are based
disks.
in Mount Adams, and they're just all this whole area here is just covered, but the and it extends out, and actually the mountain itself is pumping out this 5D energy, and you can actually film it coming out of the mountain.
Wow.
So
I got to
that's
get
happening.
down there one of these days.
Yeah, and that's happening in other places as well. But it's the whole that there's no. I always say, they talk about the great awakening. I go, resistance is futile, because you can't stop what's coming. I mean, it's multidimensional. The creator's in charge. It's beyond our imagination. It's going to be a little messy, because the old guard is so entrenched and the deep state is so entrenched in everything. So everything has to get reef,
And that's going to start blowing open on 8/8, and we only have a few minutes left, so I want to get in some important stuff. We have this 8/8/8 Lion's Portal opening up. Yeshua calls it his portal, and what he's been saying through all of my friends who speak with him is that it's going to unleash whoop ass on the planet. So basically, it's going to be really something. It's going to be divine justice. It's going to be an unleashing of a lot of the truth is all going to be revealed. He said massive amounts of truth is going to come out and be revealed and disclosed. There's also going to be a lot of cataclysmic kind of stuff, so you have to protect yourself. There will be a mass exodus of people leaving here. In the end, when all the dust settles after everything happens, there'll only be 30% of the population left, but they're all going to be all the good guys that want to play nice in the sandbox. So,
I want to go back to the prayer that we use to heal unseen negative influences, because we have a self-mastery class coming up on the 8/8, and
Oh, okay.
we're going to do a gathering, an 8/8
Okay.
gathering here. We just decided to do it. We haven't organized it yet, but so Thursday I think is 8/8, and so we're going to have it at 8 o'clock. We'll probably do a meditation out in the field and have people come for that. But if you go to eSETI.org, you can sign in for that. But the we were thinking about doing that, and then it probably won't be a real big group, but and then after that we have the self-mastery ambassador training, which really is going to go deep into all this and teach people how to heal unseen negative influences, who's who and everything. But actually the prayer to heal unseen, I even have it on my business cards. Heal unseen negative influences, and it's on the back, but the it's in every book. It's in all of my books. I think I have five books now, I'm not sure, but I put it in the back of the book because it's really important. It's also on the website at eSETI.org. You can go there and read it and do it, and I strongly suggest everybody do that prayer. You can alter it a little bit. You can call in your chosen master. Just make sure you're working with 5D on up, and you can alter it. Its intention is 9/10 of the law. But if people would just sit down and clear their families, their homes, their businesses, do them in groups, gatherings, we can turn all of this around and ask for help. Ask for help from the beautiful many, the ascended masters, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders that our ancient ancestors are returning. The more we initiate that and ask for help, the more they can come in and help us get through, because they have to operate under universal law. They can't trespass on free will and things like that. But the more we initiate it and work with these energies, the more we can turn this planet around, and we can do it very quickly and gracefully, or we can do it with a lot of trauma and turmoil, but some people need to learn the hard way, so that's going to be available to them, or they need to learn, and get back to universal law. But it's so important right now that actually people participate, show up, and showing up just means, even if you're just out in nature by yourself, just sit down and give thanks for the nature, and give thanks and ask for protection, ask for healing, whatever you need to do. Take your shoes off. Ground with the earth, recalibrate to the new frequencies, and eat lighter and drink tons of water and eat close to the earth, because almost everything else is becoming toxic. So, and that'll help get us through. But the main thing is that The prayer is there. I mean, it's for everyone to use. It's a
I
universal
use
prayer.
it all the time.
Yeah. And it really does work. And if you're really having trouble with some of these demonic type guys, just call in like Archangel Michael or the Lion Being or somebody like that. They clean up, it's a cleanup on aisle seven. It happens. It's like 7D, boom, clean it out, And also too, say some prayers for, our real president, Trump, and the White Hats, because they're working with Space Force and the Federation of Worlds, the planets, and they're all working together. So say some prayers for all the White Hats and everybody else that are putting their lives on the line to help clean this mess up. But,
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And thank you so much. I know you got to, it's 11:06, and we're keeping
yeah.
this short so that James can put this on his podcast because he wanted to be able to put it up on his thing, and it needed to be under a certain amount of time. So we'll definitely do more of these so that we can talk about more stuff. But
Yeah,
yeah.
no, yeah, just always remember, you have the creator is that spark waiting to become the full flame. It's and the ultimate power in the universe is love, and we have the ability to channel that through our hearts into every situation. And I love that saying, one on the side of God is the majority. So don't beat yourself down. If you can stay centered in that, you can overcome any obstacle that's coming at you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for sharing all of those tips. And I have that prayer printed out and right on my nightstand next to my bed.
Nice.
So
Great.
I use it all the time. I actually have a whole stack of prayers. Most of them I created myself. Some of them are from friends. And then I have yours, and I go through and I do all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been really constant lately. It's just constantly clearing. There's just so much coming up, and it's a you can't deny this process. You can actually physically measure it. And the sun is part of the sun is going ballistic. All the coronal mass ejections and solar flares and everything, this human resonance off the scale, huge influx of consciousness and energy. All these beings are coming in, and it's undeniable. And our own, we got to deal with our own shadow side, and we also have to deal with the external shadow side that's running around out there. And we can do that by using these power tools. You have to plug them in,
Yep, and everybody has crap coming up to be released and healed from childhood wounds, past life
Everything.
stuff is coming up, all kinds of crap. In the collective, I'm watching all kinds of friends and clients having stuff coming up for clearing. And then I just recently had something come up that happened to me when I was about 19, 20 years old that I didn't realize I never cleared that. And it, sure enough, it came up to be cleared. So, you have to make sure you hit
Yeah,
up everything.
I had
So.
a 14-year-old experience, and me came up, and I go, whoa, I thought I was done with that, and it's shame and all this other stuff, and it just came right up
Right?
in my face.
That is the shame, guilt, blame, unforgive. I had to forgive a doctor who basically medically raped me when I was 20 years old, and
Yeah.
I had to forgive that, and it came up, and I was like, oh, I thought I dealt with that. Uh-oh, I didn't deal with that. It's like,
I tell you something too, forgiveness is the ultimate weapon. And so you shouldn't think of it that way, but when you totally forgive somebody and you use love and joy and bliss and you forgive somebody and you release it, it goes out of your field and it goes back to them, and they're going to create an experience around it, and they're going to have to heal and deal with it. So you don't do it to get even with people, but you do it to release yourself from it, clear yourself, and then that automatically goes back to their fields, and they have to deal with it. And they have to, and they're going to create an experience around that. Whatever they did to you, it's going to come back to them. So there's people go, if I forgive, that's a form of weakness. It's like I'm open to getting hit again. No, it's a form of power. Yeah, it's reclaiming your power when you forgive others. But anyway, on that note, I got to run.
Yeah, I know you do. So we're gonna stop recording. Thank you, everybody. Please
All
share,
right.
like this video, share it with everybody you know. And thanks for coming. And of course, we'll have James on again in the future, multiple times, hopefully, because there's so much. You have like a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
So
Right.
lots
All
of
right.
information to
Thank you so
share.
much for having me on the show.
Thanks. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.